Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is joining us to talk about a new editorial he's written, The Empire Turns Its Guns on the Citizenry. Then the man holed up in his house, convicted by the IRS of not paying to the private banks, to the Federal Reserve, and making a stand. He is coming up in the third hour. We'll have open phones for Patrick, Nathaniel, Manuel, Greg, and many others that are patiently holding. A lady called in earlier wanted me to talk about slave management techniques from Rome. And I was discussing that, how they would kill children, young men, in front of the mothers and tell them, now it's your job to keep them all in line when we take you to the plantations, or once they got to the plantations in Rome and surrounding areas, or when they took them to sell them on slave ships to different countries. It's your job to keep them in line or we'll kill more of your children. So the women would become just these incredible enforcers on their own people. So you think the black women being brought into the house in the U.S. or in colonial U.S. or in the Caribbean, what was, you know, there's nothing new under the sun. This was old slave management techniques that were used by the Romans and previously by others. They were developed, and the, you know, the first big group this was used on was white Northern Europeans and Central Europeans by other whites, Romans. Who themselves were pretty Germanic up until that time, but then more of the Mediterranean peoples moved in, more slaves were brought in, and so you get the Roman mix with quite a bit of Asian now, and even African in your average Italian. Just side issue. Continuing now with what happened here, then it came out in a few newspapers. That's how I saw it, and I actually went and pulled it up online. It was about 6-7 years ago. I went to the library and got a copy of it. It was a book written it was right after the Revolutionary War, and it was talking about slave uprisings, on some of the first ones in the Carolinas and other areas, black slaves. And American went and got a group of books that were circulating in Spanish and Portuguese in the Caribbean on the sugar plantations for making rum, on how they controlled black slaves. A handful of whites controlling a whole bunch of black slaves. And it's the same thing. The slave boat would pull up, and they would sell the slaves, and people would tend to buy them in groups. Most people didn't own slaves. The plantations would buy some slaves, and they would then buy a whole bunch of women and men and children, and they would bring them in to the plantation, and they would get them all there, and they would claim that the biggest, strongest, smartest, whoever seemed to be the leader, black male, would then be taken and cat-or-nined or beaten with a axe handle until they died. Might go on for hours with the cat-or-nine ripping open their flesh down to the bone. And then they would take a small child and beat them but not kill them. And it says how to do this and makes little snickering jokes the whole time and talks about how the Romans did this, and that's where this comes from. And how you tell the women. And, of course, most of these plantation owners couldn't even speak the African, a bunch of different African dialects. They would have already their house women who might be 1, 2, 3 generations going around with a bullwhip themselves. And so they would be there telling the different African groups that were there, you don't do exactly what we say, it's going to be your fault if you don't keep the men in line. They would tell the women that you're going to be the enforcers. And so we move forward to the plantations here in the United States. And that's where you get the big black mammy, the image of Aunt Jemima. And believe me, my dad grew up in cotton farming, folks. That's exactly how it operated. I mean, they even had the big black women out there telling the white workers what to do. Some 6'4" black woman beat you upside the head. That's Oprah Winfrey.
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water. So I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin. And wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a travel Berkey today for only $209 or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, and I'm not trying to attack Oprah Winfrey. She does some good stuff. My point is she pushes an agenda that's anti-male every show. Men are basically bad. They abuse women. They're evil. And certainly there are bad men out there. But it goes back to the Romans. They would set the women up over the slaves, the slave women. They'd bring them into the house. They were the trusted people. And they told them in this culture, you suppress your own men for their own good so we don't punish them or flog them or kill them. And that moved into the plantations, the sugar cane plantations all over the Caribbean. Then those same Roman books were adapted, changed, put into English in the colonies and in the United States. And then in the 1960s, blacks are wanting their freedom, they're wanting equality, and what's the government do? Oh, yeah, we'll help you. We'll give money to your women. And back then, you had very low black illegitimacy. Well, it was only like 30-something percent. Now it's over 90%, but 91% last time I checked. And that's pretty good in just 35 years, because those numbers, it's been over 90% for over a decade now. Whites, by the way, now have over half illegitimacy. So they're doing a great job on whites as well. Just social engineering works like a dandy. The government is, everybody always says the government's a bunch of buffoons and can't get anything right. They can shoot cruise missiles down chimneys. I mean, put satellites up in orbit and with perfect precision. What are you talking about? Oh, down at the low-level bureaucracy, you can't get anything done, but that's by design, too. All right, but let me continue. So it's called red tape. So they would bring black women into the house, but that wasn't just black women. That was an old Roman system. And they would set them up as the rulers and as the enforcers. And a black woman could walk with her back straight and her shoulders up. But black men would get beaten or attacked if they didn't look down at the ground. You know, 80-year-old men got called boy. They would stay in the barn. They weren't allowed to learn how to read. Nothing. And, of course, the black women, and this isn't all of them, but this is what the house black women, this was the, I mean, you've seen the old movies, you've read the old literature, you've read the old accounts, you know, running around telling everybody what to do. Because they were put in positions of petty power. And that's what the cops are today. You know, because the cops think it's all for our own good, society's about to fall apart, which, yeah, because your bosses are engineering it, and it's a thin blue line, and we've got to defend the state and order. And so you got to do all these things and treat everybody like slaves for their own good. That's all it is. That's all that's happening. This stuff was worked out a long time ago by empires and controllers and social engineers who built complex cities and buildings and structures and aqueducts and charted the oceans. I mean, these elites developed all of this. And now we're here in 2007, and it's pretty darn sophisticated. Very, very sophisticated. And so you look at black men today, and you see extremely intelligent, upright, successful examples of black men out there. But then, obviously, you see the stereotypical, and it's the same in the whites now, pants hanging down around their ankles, walking around, you know, the media and the culture telling them it's cool to basically, act like animals, to be stupid, to not be informed, to not, you know, to basically have a life of crime. And this is being sold, this hoodlumism. And you've got black mothers, who have all these children. This is how they were raised. And the black men, I mean, I remember growing up, you know, suburb of Dallas. And I played football and other sports. And I went to a school that I was about 25-30% black. And I tended to I had a lot of friends, but I tended to gravitate towards blacks. I mean, I was friends with blacks. And, I went over to their houses on the weekend, and I went on trips. And of course, these were what you'd call, the better behaved, weren't in the hoodlum culture. But obviously, I was around that. I mean, I've been, in the middle of the inner city. I'm going to go to, into downtown or into far south Dallas with my friend who lives in Rockwall. And, I'd go spend the weekend in the projects in south Dallas, folks. They're at the basketball courts and they're by the crack houses. That was an interesting experience growing up. My parents let me do it. But I guess it did add to my understanding of things. But, witness police being paid off and stuff. I've seen a lot of things. But it was the same even in those families. The black woman was the boss in the house, and the my friend's fathers, they had jobs, but, they gave the paycheck to her, and they basically, it was almost encouraged that they be involved in alcoholism. And, there'd be two or three brothers and sisters, and a couple of them would be hoodlums, even in the better families. And I remember being at my black friends' houses where they were on welfare. And I remember black women, black mothers, who'd have an 18-year-old son, a 15-year-old son I was hanging out with, and a daughter, saying, "You got to go, Leroy. You got to go. The social worker might come by, and you can't stay here." I mean, the black fathers are not allowed to stay with their children. So, a black lady called in earlier and wanted me to tell this story again, and so I've told it. I think gone further than I ever have. And it tears my heart out to see them destroy the black community. It tears my heart out, my guts out, to witness this type of thing. It hurts my feelings to know that from the time those coffin ships pulled up in Africa with the transatlantic slave trade kicking off 500 years ago and running through the mid-1800s, and still today with the Arab slave traders, to know that on average half of the people died on the ship. They tended to not want too many older leadership-type black males, so they'd kind of give them an extra beating to ensure that they would die on the way over. And that they got off the ship, and from that time on, they did everything they could to tear down their families, break down their culture. And then they, quote, have a great society and welfare, which was absolutely designed to break up. I mean, there were black businesses. Blacks were becoming wealthy. Blacks, and I'm not debating integration. Blacks did not want to integrate. They had their own cleaners, their own restaurants, their own doctors, their own societies. The establishment did not like the fact there were millions of black people marching in suits and ties and that they were well-spoken and that black illegitimacy was low. It was high compared to the white population, but very low compared to what it is today, a fraction of it. And so they went in there with money, and they went right back to the old slave system, and they broke up those families, and you see what you've got today. And any time an African country tries to get up on its feet, any time an African nation tries to mine its own gold or diamonds or oil, they get invaded, they get attacked. The globalists fund the country next door or fund some other group to invade. It just happened in Somalia again 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago. And this is the reality. So you ask, ma'am, and I've gone over, and that's all verifiable, documented history. And there are smart, wonderful, great black women. I'm not here knocking black women, but notice the media, Hollywood, culture. It's never the strong black male. It's always the strong, fountain of wisdom black woman. And they want that stereotype. They want to, well, they do it with, it's like Aaron Russo got told by Nick Rockefeller, but Gloria Steinem's admitted it now in one of her books. The CIA set up Miss Magazine, ran the women's liberation movement, because women were already getting mad and wanting to have equal rights, which is a good thing. But see, they hijacked that movement and then used it to break up the family, turn women against men, get both of the people in the household paying taxes and working so the children could stay at school till 4, and now in many schools they're keeping them there till 8 o'clock if, quote, the parents want them to, so the parents can go to the gym and go to the bar, and then they go pick their kids up at 8 o'clock after they've had a few beers. Now they're talking about getting rid of summer vacation, cutting it down to a month. Again, China's done the same thing where they have factories built on to the middle schools and high schools, and in some cases even with the fifth graders. And you go to school 4 or 5 hours a day, but just learning how to run the machines, and you go right over next door to the firework factory or the tennis shoe factory or the microwave factory or the cell phone factory. Same thing. This is how they've engineered our society. This is how they operate. And they now, again, 60% of, and I'm told the number is about to go up, of the college graduates are women. 60% of the doctors are now going to be women, and it's going to be pretty much all women as news anchors. It'll be women police chiefs, and then we will be their slaves. Look, the Bible's a history book, and you look at Babylon, all these places, the Bible says when you become enslaved, your new owners in law, you know, will set women above you. And so women enjoy it. I mean, you're gonna have a completely destroyed society. Look at what's happened to black people. And it's already happened, over 50% illegitimacy in whites. And we'll be 90%, make no mistake, soon enough. And the media will put out an image of a male. The cool thing is to walk with your shoulders bent over and your pants hanging down, looking left and right and shifty. And so your young males learn how to act like that. Well, that's just how the slaves acted 2,000 years ago and 200 years ago. And we act just like slaves, don't we? It's cool to make jokes and be stupid and not be able to talk and because we're a social creature. They show us this on TV, every Fox TV show where it's a sitcom. The men are all complete scum idiots, total drunk fools who can't do anything. The mother's the boss. See? They tell you to be promiscuous, go ahead and get a divorce. You see? Because they don't want men leading families, being strong tribal units. No. No, they want us to be a bunch of gang members acting like monkeys. Well, stop acting like it. You want to rebel? Be straight and strong. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever been told that communism has collapsed and no longer a threat to our national sovereignty? If so, why are communists overthrowing African and South and Central American governments to install a communist regime? If so, why has Cuba and China agreed with other communist countries to surround the United States in preparation for an attack to end capitalism? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Welcome back. All right, let's go to some calls. Got that big guest hold up against the IRS coming up in the next hour. Ed Brown. Amazing story. Let's go to Patrick in Ohio. Thanks for holding. I'm going to move quickly. Go ahead.
Hey, Pat. Hey, Alex. It's Patrick here in Columbus. I called you know, a couple months ago, but this time I want to talk about, you know, Big Brother in action. I was traveling in, from Florida back to Ohio, and on I-75 in near Atlanta, Georgia, I happened to see Big Brother in action with a billboard asking us to be profiled to prevent 9/11 from happening. And I just thought to myself...
And now they're using the Amber Alert, which I told you 10 years ago, because I read the federal plan, is really going to be anti-gun messages, anti-terror messages, tattle on your neighbor messages. And now they are, right here in Texas and all over the country, report terrorists, 1-800. And, yeah, profile everyone, help us spy on everyone. They're recruiting all the truck drivers. It's just hell on earth.
I ask your listeners if they could possibly maybe take a picture of that to send...
Well, why don't you go buy a disposable camera for $8 and take shots and mail it to me and I'll post it.
Well, I'm in Ohio. This was in Georgia.
Where were you in Georgia?
It was near Atlanta. It's about 50 miles south of Atlanta on I-75.
Okay, I-75, 40, 50 miles south of Atlanta, Georgia.
Yes, and that's where I saw it. And I'm going to get back to Ed Brown. You know, I've been trying to, you know, do some information, you know, gather information on him. You know, it's funny, you know, Fox News portrays Ed as almost like a terrorist. He's like an enemy to the U.S., and I think that's despicable for this.
He's not paying his money into the private banks that are destroying the country. How dare him?
You know, and they act like his house looks like it's a battle fortress with guns hanging out of it. It looks like a normal house to me when I look at the photos.
Well, they're mad that he's saying, go ahead, come kill me. That's it. I've had enough.
And
wait till God forbid, they kill a bunch of people like him. It's just going to be Waco after Waco. Every time they do it, our numbers swell. Every time they do it, we're that much closer to arresting these people. Just
know,
let them continue. Let them continue.
You know, the Pentagon can lose $2.3 trillion.
Now, that's an AP article from 5.5 years ago, sir. It's now $3.9 trillion.
Yeah, and they can't go find that, but yet they're going to go attack this man who's... He's minding his own business.
Well, the average idiot out there thinks, well, we got to pay taxes. We'll pay for stuff. Your gas taxes, your road taxes, your property taxes, your state income taxes, all of those things pay for the infrastructure, which they then use to control us. As Ronald Reagan said, as the commission said, as Paul Kirk Roberts will tell you, not one cent of this money goes to run the country. It goes directly into the Federal Reserve. And then they are the ones that issue the money to begin with, order the Treasury, and control the money volume. It's a tool of control. The elites aren't even involved, quote, in money. They literally issue it. It's all about control. That's why when you make money, they don't send you credit cards every day. But when you're poor and broke and living in a one-room, cockroach-infested apartment in college eating ramen noodle, you get credit cards every few days in the mail. It's about getting you in the system. It's about debilitating you. It's about controlling you. It's about making sure you're not independent. It's about getting you into the system by hook or by crook.
I agree. I agree with that. I mean, this is sad. I'm just curious if somebody could actually find out how much George Bush actually makes off this war, off these oil companies.
Yeah, they make... Well, George Bush is a mid-level puppet, and, of course, when you read Parade Magazine every year, they tell you his wealth. It's a couple million.
Yeah, right.
The Bushes are worth over $100 billion conservatively, but that's just a mid-level family. The real families are worth trillions. Their real wealth has been estimated by the Russian publications and economists at over $300 trillion. That's conservative. So Bill Gates, people like that are nothing. Some guy worth $10 billion like Michael Dell is absolute nobody. It's all just fiat currency being, again, the whole economic system's a fraud. Everything we've been told is a fraud. The economic numbers are frauds. The Dow Jones is a fraud. I've walked through all this. Just baseline, 10 seconds, you can prove each one a fraud. Take the unemployment numbers. They don't count somebody who's been off the rolls for 6 months as unemployed. They count them, they just go out of the number crunch. Totally fake numbers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 30 of the best winners, taking out all losers. Same thing with the NASDAQ, Standard & Poor's. It's the same scam, total fraud. The Comprehensive Annual Financial Report is the real set of books for every government agency, county commissions, city councils, water districts. They're all running giant surpluses. Over 75% of total stock market ownership is by government. It's just all total fraud. Good to hear from you. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Shelley, you look Oh, wait, why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could do something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bed fan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bed fan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bed, F-A-N.com.
It's a corporate takeover. That's what these global corporations have done, infiltrating our government, setting up their new world order, destroying our Bill of Rights and Constitution. And Dr. Paul Craig Roberts was the number two of the Department of Treasury, the father of Reaganomics, and he's becoming just a routine contributor here. We've interviewed him many times over the years. He was on last week with us while I was out of town with Bob Dacey. I'm honored to have him just pop in for 20 minutes or so today because of an incredible story he's written, The Empire Turns Its Guns on the Citizenry, and also to get his take on the latest developments with the buildup and the carriers threatening Iran openly. But I promised to get to your calls, so he's holding, folks. He said this is okay. I want to hurry through a few of the callers that have been holding the longest so quickly. Nathan and then Manuel and Greg, and then I'll get to others later. Nathan, you're on the air from Texas. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Mr. Jones.
Hi, go ahead.
Hey, I was just wondering if Mr. Russo had sought alternative cancer treatment. George Gordon or somebody said they have 9 cures for cancer right now.
Well, I'm not going to try to get into a debate about cancer. There are treatments, alternative treatments, but none of them are 100%. And, yes, Aaron Russo has been fighting cancer and had a whole bunch of surgeries. He's having another one now today or tomorrow. And he's tried a bunch of alternative stuff. He's now... he's been fighting for 4 years. They said he wouldn't last that long. He made America freedom to fascism while he was sick. And so anytime somebody, I don't agree with the statement that there are absolute cures. We're going to die. We're designed to break down and die to make room for the next group. And there's things you can do to prolong life. And he may live, and he's been fighting for 4 years. But that's basically it.
Well, I was just curious. One of the reasons I've sounded like an idiot on air instead of the idiot savant I am is I was under MD's care for insomnia, and after Ambien and Lunestra didn't work, they started giving me horse doses of an antidepressant that had the wonderful side effect causing sleepiness. And
are you still on it?
Nope. Got off of that. Wasn't doing me any good. It's causing more problems than helping.
Well, good. Thank you for the call. Yeah, we were going to get Aaron Russo on tomorrow, but he's in the hospital, folks. Real fast, Manuel in Pennsylvania. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I called about the podcast. I've been having a little bit of problems with that, but since you got us down the track...
Okay, well, I can't really do... It's a free podcast, so there's not a lot of customer service involved with it. You can get all 3 hours of the show every day at the end of the show. It downloads, and there's different applications. If you have an iPod, there's one thing you click on. If you have another MP3, there's another you click on. What, you're just unable to get it? Explain to me your problem.
Yeah, my brother's the one that's on the computer, and he knows his way around that stuff. Sometimes he says it's missing, and since we rely on it sometimes, I look at today, I barely had time to call, and you know what I mean? So,
okay, well, how often does the podcast work?
95% of the time, which is phenomenal, but you know how it goes.
Yeah, well, I've only got 10 employees. I can barely pay them. We're totally fighting here. We're writing articles, making films, doing interviews. It's free, so I don't know what I can do for you.
Even a criticism. We love what you're doing. We definitely appreciate it, but you know how that goes.
Yeah, I got to go to my guest. What else is going on?
Well, it was Jabari from College Hill on TV as an instruction module. You talked about the Mammy. Now Mammy is television. If Kim from Texas, she was right when she said the Willie Lynch theory. My friend brings it up all the time around here. But Jabari from College Hill, the only well-spoken, disciplined one, sort of eclectic. It was a reality show. They followed the college kids, and they put him up, and they beat him down on that television show. That's all.
Well, all images, basically, of men now on TV are of weak, bad people, and this is the system. I appreciate your call. I'm going to go to Dr. Roberts now because I said I'd get to some calls, but I just can't have him sit there. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, thank you for coming on with us, sir.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. So much is happening. Let's get into Iran first. They've got a bunch of different task force groups there, four different task force groups, two mainline carriers, another one going there. They're openly saying they may strike them. Israel's saying it. You've been talking about this now for over a year. What do you see on that front?
Well, yes, they intend to attack Iran. The so-called surge, it only has one purpose, Alex, and that's to prevent a withdrawal of our troops from Iraq before Bush can initiate war with Iran.
Well, let me comment on that, and I want to see if you agree on what I've said. It's to give the Democrats shelter, because they're all a bunch of pro-war scum, too, pro-New World Order, pro-empire. And so everybody in their constituency wanted them to force a pullout, so Bush puts in an extra 21,600 troops. Now the debate can be about the increase instead of having a debate about the reduction, basically a bait and switch.
Well, yes, you can say that. I think it's even worse. I think it's a red herring, a distraction. Because it makes a non-issue the issue. The real issue is...
That's what I said, yeah.
Yeah. If the issue is to pull the troops out, and the pressure from Congress and the military and the public forces them to pull the troops out, then the whole adventure in the Middle East to be over. So he has to get a bigger war going fast. And so the whole purpose of the surge is to distract everybody while they put in place means to attack Iran. And yes, Iran will be attacked. I have said that the only thing that could stop it would be if the leadership of both parties, of both houses of Congress, went to the White House and told him he would be impeached before the week was out if he widened the war. But they won't do that because they really don't believe that Bush would have such audacity to initiate a wider war.
Well, he had the audacity to have his black ops blow up those buildings on 9/11.
I didn't say he wouldn't. I said what they think.
No, I agree, yeah.
They think. And I wouldn't put anything past whoever is pulling his strings, whether it's him or Cheney or the neocons or whoever it is. But I think that the Democrats are going to be surprised when they find that they're in a wider war that they have to support in order to protect Israel.
Well, I agree with you. And the entire House of Cards is going to collapse if they don't do this. People are on to them. So, really, it's a Ponzi scheme. They've just got to pump it up that much faster. Do you think, though, they're going to need a prelude to it, maybe a staged terror event or a provocateur event, either in Israel or the U.S. or Europe? It's so massive that then it can be blamed on Iran?
Well, they'll certainly use that if they need to. I think they're doing everything they can to provoke Iran. You know, they broke into that liaison office and arrested Iranian officials in Iraq. And we have these teams inside Iraq causing trouble, I mean Iran. And I'm sure that they're capable of staging an incident or having a carrier attack and blaming the Iranians. There's anything they can do. They won't have any trouble starting a war.
And let's be clear, this could lead to World War III. In fact, last week, the Korean Times reported on a big think tank speech given a week ago in D.C. with a former high-level strategist and analyst at the State Department saying from 2005, saying, oh, they plan to attack hundreds of targets, blow up their entire Navy, attack their ground forces, attack their military bases, attack even their military factories. The report is this is going to be a giant bombardment.
Well, Alex, I don't know what they'll do. I think that what the neocons believe is that the only way they can prevail against the Muslims and exercise American-Israeli hegemony in the Middle East is now to intimidate them with nuclear weapons. So I think...
They've openly said they may go ahead and nuke them. Just open nuclear attack, yeah.
Yeah. So they've understood that they can't occupy them. They can't defeat them with conventional forces. So I think the notion is that they use tactical nukes. It will make the Muslims realize that they don't have any recourse but to submit to the U.S.-Israeli hegemony.
But every major analyst, even people like Oliver North and others, or even neocons, are saying this is going to do the opposite. It's going to cause the whole Middle East to explode. Everybody's going to go absolutely ape, which is really what the neocons want, to then widen the crisis so big we've got to go into the draft and total escalation.
Well, I don't know what the effect would be. I suspect what the effect would be more anger among Muslims, and that we may see our puppets in Pakistan and Egypt, for example, overthrown.
And of course, Pakistan has nukes. Well, I guess then we'll have to go in there.
I don't think there's any prospect of us going in with troops anymore in the Middle East.
I understand. So why would the neocons would nuke Pakistan?
The neocons have written several times that what's the point of having nuclear weapons if you can't use them?
Oh, yeah, that's completely sane.
Yeah, so I think that they are prepared to use them. And what Karl Rove, I think, has figured out is that they don't really need to go so gung-ho in Iran. If they just strike and hit some things, they can then announce that they've taken out Iran's nuclear weapons program.
And that'll be a victory.
And that this will be the victory that buries the defeat in Iraq. And all the Americans will say, oh, Bush saved us from Iranian nuclear weapons, and his polls will go back up, and he can finish out in good order. Now, that is another option. That may also be the one that's in place. So it might not be the big, horrendous strike that we hear about. It might simply be an orchestrated victory. They'll strike something, but not enough to produce the kinds of disasters that would lead to more war, and they'll declare a victory.
Do you think...
I don't know what they're going to do.
Do you think they'll go massive?
Huh?
So do you think it'll be the pinprick or the go massive? You don't know.
I don't know. I just don't know. They may not know themselves. They're trying to see what they can get away with, what the opinion is, what the world's doing, what Congress does.
They are hesitating a bit, aren't they? Because the battle plan was from inside was to hit them around Christmas. Why do you think they're hesitating?
Well, I think they're hesitating because there's not any support for the current war. So to widen it is risky. And so they have to do it in a way that works for them.
So inner stage terror.
Yeah. If they're going to do it, they've got to do it in a way that works for them. And maybe they just haven't figured out all the details of that. But I do think they intend to hit Iran one way or the other.
Well, they're already hitting them with sanctions.
Yes, that's true. But I mean militarily with weapons.
Yeah, I was just reading yesterday that they're having the carriers come in closer and closer to Iranian territorial waters, just begging for something to happen.
They would love a new Pearl Harbor. You know, they got a Pearl Harbor with 9/11. They'd love one in the Persian Gulf. I think the neocons would be very happy if both aircraft carriers were sunk, because that would rally the Americans again to an all-out war with Iran.
And they do the same thing over and over again with Tonkin, Maine, Lusitania. I mean, they just love to blow up ships. I guess that's because it's hard to get caught doing that out in the middle of the ocean.
Well, look, even if you get caught, you just deny it, and most people are going to believe the government. I mean, look, most people, despite everything you've done about 9/11, still only 40% doubt the 9/11 Commission report's conclusions. So you've got a majority of the Americans still believe that Saddam Hussein or Osama bin Laden or somebody attacked the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. So you can always look. The Israelis hit the USS Liberty in 1967. The Johnson administration buried it. You have to go on the website run by the Liberty crew to find out that it was the Israelis who attacked the plane, killed 34 American Navy men, and wounded 130 something. And the United States government all pretends that it didn't happen or it was some kind of mistake. So they can deny whatever, just like they denied the Gulf of Tonkin. You know, that's still not set. People still aren't even aware of that instance.
That's right. The government, the CIA and NSA History Department admit it was staged, but a lot of people still think it was real.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's they can get away with a lot. They always, and like you said, they always have.
Now, let's shift gears into the new story you've written, The Empire Turns Its Guns on the Citizenry. Tell us about that.
Okay, this really, Alex, is a review of a report put out by the Cato Institute about the rise of paramilitary police raids in America. It's about the militarization of your local police. It's an amazing thing. It turns out that there are now 17,000 local American police forces that are armed with rocket launchers, bazookas, heavy machine guns, all kinds of chemical sprays. In fact, some of them have tanks. You have now local police departments that are equipped beyond the standard of American heavy infantry. And what do they use these for? For example, in recent years, there have been 40,000 or more call-outs of SWAT teams annually. So that would be 110 times a day. Now, have you read about 110 hostage or terrorist events every day last year?
No.
No. So what are they doing? They're serving routine warrants to people who pose no danger to the police or to the public. Mainly they're used to serve warrants on drug users. Well, what happens is they break into homes and apartments in the middle of the night when people are asleep. They use stun grenades. They cause all kinds of chaos, confusion. And the result is a tremendous number of innocent people are murdered in their beds, brutalized, traumatized, because in a very high percentage of these cases, the SWAT teams have wrong addresses, they've got the wrong people.
Or they throw a flashbang into a baby's crib, or they shoot an old lady in the back, or they shoot one of their own officers and go nuts and kill everybody in the house.
Right, exactly. There you have it. It's become just it's a far greater source of terror for Americans than Muslim terrorists, because these things are happening 110 times every day.
But that's the whole point of it, and now they're going to bring troops back. We've been running similar raids in Iraq thousands of times to expand the paramilitary force, and they admit the black mask, all of it, is about intimidation. This is going to be the paramilitary Nazi force that comes for our guns.
That's probably the case. And you may know that the police, part of the militarization of local police is that they give preference now to military veterans. And military veterans are, you know, the military is totally different from police. Police is supposed to be community related, and it's not supposed to have in its head the idea that you take out the suspect.
Police are guardians, they're servants, they're defenders. The military kills people and breaks things and fights an enemy. So if you have every town with a militarized military police, they're there to fight an enemy. Who's the enemy? That's us.
That's right. That's right. The suspect is the enemy, wherever he comes from.
Meanwhile, the border's wide open. Dr. Roberts, stay there. Final segment. Let's continue with your analysis of this report. On the other side, I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Talking to Dr. Craig Roberts, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Go through some of the other details you found in this big report that came out about the SWAT team, sir.
Okay. It turns out that the source of information for most SWAT team raids are snitches. And snitches are criminals who make a living by being police informers. Many snitches are themselves drug dealers, and they use their informant role in order to knock off the competition and in order to avoid arrest. So what you have is many of these people that find a SWAT team in the middle of their home in the middle of the night shooting up the place. They may be a recreational drug user that a snitch sold a small amount of marijuana to that evening and went and told the police.
And a lot of police are on the take, too, from the mid-level drug dealers. They're only going to bust small people. They like snacks. They need to create the illusion. You know, they're all on roids and they're snorting
and the,
coke.
The reason is that the that there's a federal program that gives money for drug enforcement to the state.
And the feds, let me add this, the feds lobbied it 10 years ago and got it passed in almost every state. State laws where if the state gets the money, the police only get about 10%. But if the cops give it to the feds, they get about 70% back.
Well,
go ahead, sorry.
The way it works is the state doles out the federal money to the police forces based on the number of drug arrests. So then you get the police forces out hiring drug dealers to sell drugs to people and tell the police, and the drug dealers, of course, use this role to keep themselves from being arrested, but they turn in all their competitors.
That's it, and it's the same reason with family violence, that if a neighbor hears people arguing, the cops come, no one's hurt, nothing's broken, they still arrest someone because just the arrest gets them a bounty for that, too.
Right, that's exactly it. And that's the reason. And see, so the SWAT teams were created. The first ones were in Los Angeles in the 60s. They got a big boost from Ed Meese's war on drugs during the Reagan administration.
And they first called them special weapons attack teams, not special weapons and tactics.
That's right. The assault teams, I think they call them. Yeah. And the military started giving military equipment
and training.
And training, and Congress passed a law in favor of that, so that you now have these police forces so heavily armored that it's ridiculous, and they don't have any use for these SWAT teams.
Well, we know it was all a cynical way to create paramilitary, federally controlled, many of them have been deputized federally in the MJTF, multi-jurisdictional task forces. This is really just a paramilitary group of killers in every town to enforce.
That's you're right. They're there. They can be used in that way. In the meantime, since there's no real use for them, there are not many hostage situations every day or terrorist situations, and they're expensive. They use them to serve warrants on people who are no threat to
Well, Dr. Roberts, you've got an expert report on this, but let me add the caveat. From Austin, Texas to New York City now, they put them out at checkpoints on the side of the road, and now guys in masks come and search you there.
I see. Well, I would imagine it'll get worse, Alex. I don't know what's to stop it. A lot of people believe in law and order, and they think the police are on their side.
We've got a one-minute break. I want to hold you for just 3 or 4 minutes on the other side, because I want to ask you about Newt Gingrich, Hillary, all of them calling for free speech restrictions, and the Lobbying Reform Act with Section 220 to imprison bloggers if they don't register as lobbyists. So stay there, Dr. Roberts. Just I've got one more question for you. This is powerful info.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.